Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring shift on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Welcome. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm so happy to connect with all of you today. Our topic today is harmony. And I was planning on doing this show on Facebook Live, but as some of you know, I'm still on the tail end of letting go of a parasite I picked up in Peru, and I'm like less than 1% in my body now, and it's that last bit, and it started up. So I want to make sure that I'm able to do the show without being distracted by that. So I just want to thank you all for your patience around it and all your loving messages and just everything. I feel so blessed. I've been able to connect with about 30 different clients of mine around the world. My schedule, I'm finding that I don't have as much energy as I'm used to having, so I'm not able to get to the emails and get the stuff done as quickly as I used to right now, but every day I feel a lot better, and I want you all to know that, and thank you all for all the love you're sending me. And I had so much fun with one of my clients yesterday. We didn't talk since when this all started, and her being right in the middle of New York City, you know, when it happened, and us testing, okay, what's the best course of action for her to take, and she chose to leave the city and for the summer, and then and just see what happened. And now she's, we set a lot of intentions towards where she wanted to go and how she wanted her future to look, and the way we did it is every word spoken has like a vibration to it, and it has an energy. So when the universe listens to you, your energy, the voice you use, the words you use, the space in between the words that you use, the words that you don't use, all of these things can either be energetically weak or strong. And so it's important to recognize that it's not necessarily even what you're saying isn't true or whatever. What it is it's not strong. You're not strong. Sometimes people are not strong to what they're saying. You may have noticed these days. And then sometimes people are definitely weak to what they're saying, and you can tell right away. And so that's the beauty of being able to tune into yourself, get yourself neutral. And here's where I'm going to plug my new program, because I'm so excited. I've been working on this program for a long time, for 15 years, if you start from the beginning. And it's called Baby Steps. It's under the energetic upgrade part of my Truth is Funny website. And you got to check it out. I'm having, it's like kind of like birthing something that is like something I've been thinking about doing for about 5 years. And it's taken about a year to bring it out because it's a lot of work. And then the technologies are all changing, and we're experimenting to see what works best, because this is the format that I will be using for all of my upcoming courses. And so I'm all excited. I've got the foundation course next, and that one will be an 8-month course. And it's You'll have a year to finish it to be certified in it. So that will be in the same style as my baby steps. So that's why I'm putting baby steps out. I just barely put it out. Haven't advertised it yet because we want to make sure that it runs smooth. But you're all welcome to come on board. And then the Be Irresistible, I had to because of the fact that of just needing to really look after any toxins in my body when I'm purging. I have to really be careful to stay on that. So I've put the Be Irresistible face yoga on pause because right now the only face yoga exercises I'm doing are the ones to release toxins and stuff from the body, and they've come in very handy, but I can't really do an entire video just on that. So that will be coming though. Like I'm feeling, like as I said, better every day, and the beauty of what happened with this woman was, like, you know, I hadn't talked to her almost in a year and a half, and she was like she's now living, she managed to sell her place in New York, and she's purchased a place, and she loves where she's at, and it's got a studio, and these are all the things that we talked about a year and a half ago, that's what she really wanted. And so I was so proud of her and so happy. Like, we were just, like, it just felt so good to see someone who stepped into that harmony. And for whatever reason, going into that session, I kept thinking about Marianne Williamson and a quote from her. And in case, I just feel like this quote is absolutely inspiring. It's one of my favorite quotes of all time. And I'm just going to share that because we're talking about harmony, and I want to set the vibration for this show to be harmonious. And so what I wanted to do also is just set that intention for everybody out there, and not even an intention, but just a knowing that you already are and can be at peace. It's just a matter of your perception catching up to notice, hey, I can be at peace. So this quote from Marianne Williamson, before we go to the break here, I'm just going to give this quote. So, our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. Ha! Huh. Now that will create some harmony. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you would like to shift some energy and maybe, just feel like you want an uplift or whatever, call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this short message.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're tired of being tired, be true to yourself and take action today. The Burn Bright Way. I, Jennifer Marcinelli, focus on providing energy solutions that manifest practical, real-life results. So what are you waiting for? Tune in to Burn Bright today, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information on how to heal from burnout, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
The wise tell us that beauty is everywhere, if only we know how to look. Here's a simple way to see beauty everywhere. Think of three beautiful things, like the laughter of a child, a sunset over the ocean, the sound of a waterfall, the taste of a perfect meal. It can be anything. Just remember three beautiful things. Then ask yourself, what do these things have in common? What do they share which we call beauty? The next step is to let go of the specifics, the laughter, the sunset, the meal, and just contemplate beauty itself. This is a heart thing. Leave the mind and go to the heart and find universal beauty. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover beautiful things together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on the air, and I am taking callers 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in and shift some energy. We're talking today. I wanted to really, I test before, like, what to talk about, and, you know, I do it about a week before, and I just got Harmony. And so Harmony, if you see the ad for this, she's the dragon. She's light blue. She represents the throat chakra. And so she, in my tales from the Vector Oracle, she is the Suta, the throat chakra. And chakras are like vortexes of energy that spin in our body. And we have them at, you know, at our base chakra, which is like at the bottom of the trunk. And then we've got the sacral chakra, which is in our reproductive area. And then we've got the solar plexus, and then the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And so each of these are represented by a color, and they're also they're like an energy that you can tune in and benefit from. So the light blue, what I do is I just take it out of my book here a little bit. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this, because as I'm talking about this, I'm energetically shifting, because a lot of us, I've talked about this quite a bit in the previous shows, that a lot of people are telling me that they just feel like they're just like so off center. And that, like, you'll see it, like, people are like, you know, especially after this full moon we just had with, it was an Aries full moon, and Aries is a fiery sign, and it's you know, ramy energy. It's represented by the ram, because Aries is about birth, about birthing new. And so that could be like birthing an actual baby, or it could be like birthing a business, and or like a course in your business, like I just did. And so, you know, you can birthing can be about many things, birthing a new relationship, and or any of those things. So when we're in alignment with our throat chakra, and we're in alignment with our heart and our solar plexus, when we can breathe and calm. Like, a lot of times, a lot of people right now, I've noticed, they are holding their breath without realizing that they're holding their breath. And I catch myself doing it too, because it's just, what it is it's accumulation of stress, basically, of what people refer to as stress. And I was working with a client a few days ago, and I was saying that, you know, really people need to check in and make sure that if they're feeling stress, like a lot, you know, that they want to check in and they want to ask the question, is this stress or is this excitement? Because stress, like the anxiety stress is like, and when I say stress, I'm talking about anxiety. And so when people get anxious, it's a chemical reaction in the body that is very, very similar to the same chemical reaction we have when we are excited. And so when I test it, there's all this Aquarius energy, and I feel like, you know, astrologically, sometimes when I'm testing energetically, I will, astrological influences will come up. And this Aries full moon, like being about birthing, but it's aggressive, because think about a newborn baby, you know, it comes head first and it was like my cat last night, Stella. She was like, Colette, I'm itchy. Colette, I'm hungry. No, I don't want kibble. No, it's your meow, meow. And I was like, oh, it reminded me of having a newborn baby. And she was like that all night because she was uncomfortable. And so now she's happy. She's got her raw chicken and she's like, you know, stretched out and purring. But it's kind of like that kind of energy. So if you're out of alignment, say, because of what's going on at work or at home, or like, I mean, like just in general here right now in the world we live in, it's going to amplify energies or sensations that you feel in your body. And so many of us have, and this is what comes up for this, and it's been coming up for a lot of my clients ever since the full moon in particular, because the, this aggressive energy, what happens is our body will indicate to us very early on when we're starting that process of moving into the stress / excitement, you know? And so there are very teeny tiny indications of that to begin with. And then when we don't listen to those, we get the frying pan treatment and they get louder. And then if we don't listen to those, then we get the 2x4 and it gets very loud. And so it's really important to clear energies around this, because a lot of times when I was just thinking about a client, her little guy did something wrong and he felt so bad. And I, you know, he was upset with, and I said to him, you know, we all do things, that we think back later and we go, oh man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Or I wish I would have considered my words more carefully. And, cause it, you know, it backfired, whatever we said or whatever. And this little guy, when I told him that it, you know, it was okay, just go and apologize. And now you know what it feels like when you're about to do something like that. And when you know, when you feel that in your body again, that's what you're about to do. And so what happens is a lot of times people ignore the early signals because they just, well, sometimes they just can't feel them, you know, or they don't want to feel them as coming up. They don't want to hear about it. They've got too much other on their mind. They're not, what's coming up is a lot of times in today's society, you know, especially parents there with young children, and not even just with young children, they've got a lot more on their plate these days than they used to. And so all of these things are coming up. And so it's very easy for that little tiny little bit that starts this chemical process to be ignored. And a lot of people also, it's coming up, ignore that out of emotional weaknesses, and also out of embarrassment. It's coming up because they don't want to feel, they've been embarrassed in the past, and so they're trying to push this feeling away. I don't want to go there. And we just want to strengthen that you do feel it. And because if you feel it when it's coming in at a very small amount, it's way easier to control and to you know, energetically shift. And so just strengthening everybody to those sensations that we feel in our body when we're starting to feel like anger rise, or we're getting, we can feel like, oh man, like, you know, my words are not going to be chosen wisely here. So these days, people are very sensitive to what's being said and whatever because of this rug being pulled up from underneath the vast majority of the world, basically. We're going through a major, major change here. And so people who have been traumatized as children have a tendency to really react to this. And, you know, traumas as a child, I mean, they're going to happen. We all have experienced some trauma or another. But different people, that's why it's important if you use your words and then someone really has a negative reaction to them, to maybe take a look at, oh, maybe it could have been said in a more clear way, or in a more gentle way, or whatever. Having said that, I feel very strongly that at this time right now, it is important for people to be, for us to allow people to be heard. And one thing I wanted to mention is, like, I came across when I was on YouTube, and I came across The Fifth Estate, that a show that was aired on October 14th, and it, you know, I thought that I was already pretty immune to information hitting me, but when I saw The Fifth Estate from that October 14th show, and I highly recommend that people watch it. It's it was about the Canadian government and the vaccine here in Canada and what happened. And it just basically blew my mind. I'm not going to get into it because I want to do a harmonious show, but I feel it's important that people be allowed to share information, such as this is a very respected show, The Fifth Estate. I mean, people have been watching that for years. It's done in the old news style where the newscaster does not give his opinion. He just gives the facts. And so it was really, really good that way. But I highly recommend people watch it. It was aired on October 14th. It just sort of, I feel like it kind of, I felt like as a citizen of this country, I've always been proud to be a Canadian. I just felt like I got kicked in the gut hard. And it threw me off. It really did for a day or so. I had to really energetically shift myself to lower my anger level and to let it go. Like, and having said that, I feel that people, you know, everybody's going to have their own opinion on what's happened, but I feel it's important that people have access to information that, because information is energy. And, you know, this is, that kind of summed up when I was studying the quantum physics of this. I was trying to find out how it would be possible for us to remote heal and what it really means when you say we're all connected and we are all one, and why could one little person be important? You know, how can one person, one little individual in this big soup of people make any significant change when there's billions of people on the planet? And that I learned that when I studied with the Resonance Project Foundation back, that was like 10 or 11 years ago when it was called that. And I came out of that, and the number one, there was quite a few things that were really significant to me. I didn't understand the math that well at all, but I did I understood the vibration of the math. And so this is what I'm saying. Like, even with words, each word can be numerically, each letter in each word in numerology is assigned a number, and each word adds up to a number. And so each word carries the vibration of that frequency or that number. And so, you know, one of the major things that I learned was that information equals energy. Every time you are better informed, well-read, And you know, you open your mind to different experiences, different cultures, different people, different occupations, you know, different countries. I mean, there's so many ways that we can open up our minds. The more we do that, the more information that comes in, the more energy we'll have. And so we can all use a little bit more energy these days. So we're just going to strengthen that for everyone. I was just tuning into the collective because, and quite often, like when I get in connection with my clients, and, you know, they'll be, you know, a lot of times what they are expressing is also very similar to what other people on the other side of the world are expressing, with a different color of skin, you know, with different cultures, different religions, everything. But it's kind of really harmonious, I guess you could say, that on some level we are all connected as one, because even though those people don't know each other and they are, you know, far apart and not the same in hardly any ways, these people still have the same leading weakness this week. So I was like, wow, that's, you know, that, and that comes from the collective. And so when I'm energetically shifting things, I get in tune with the collective, which a general energetic shift can really pull someone out of a real deep negative state very quickly, because as soon as you take it from the perception of someone else in the collective and observe it from another point of view, then you're able to, you know, let it go and release it more, like release that fear. And, you know, the throat chakra this is about our ability to pull the words up from our base chakra to our sacral, where we manifest all the beautiful creations that we have, and then to breathe it into life and take it to our heart. But you need to plug into the heart to be in alignment with your authentic desires and to live your authentic life. And so your purpose in that life is to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And so we have another break here to take. So I will come back and we'll talk some more about the throat chakra and choosing words wisely, being kind, because you don't know what people have gone through. So every time it's like every time a word comes out of you in anger, meaning like gossip in particular, gossip is terrible, like it tears people apart and they have no way of, you know, gossip doesn't usually happen in front of the person. So it's, you know, it's sort of staying away from these negative dragging ways of speaking, so that we can lift the energy for the entire world. Because there's a lot of people out there right now that are experiencing a lot of fear and hardship. And then there's a lot of people that are also enjoying a different perspective of how life on this planet is. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short message. Call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's shift some energy.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Mang, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And before the show ends, so I'm going to do it now because I don't want to forget. I'm on with Jacob, who is the producer today of my show. And Jacob just got married on October 8th. And I just wanted to send out a huge congratulations to you and Rachel. And that, happy, happy life.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You sound so happy.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. And, I mean, we had worked together a few years ago on the Odd Show here and there. So I was just so happy to hear, the good news from you. So,
well, thank you. I really appreciate
to share
it,
Colette. With the audience. And do we have a caller, you were saying?
We do. We've got Marcy from Kelowna.
Okay, perfect.
Here she comes.
From my own stomping grounds.
Hi there, Marcy.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are
you? Hi, we're on the air. Yeah, good. I'm doing better every day. I've had in my entire life, this has been the biggest challenge I've ever been through. Because the statistics alone, like it was 25,000 and some known cases, and 11 people survived. Okay, better get correcting. Better shift some energy around this one. And I do. I feel better every single day. I'm feeling and I lost about 25 pounds. And then I've gained some of it back. So now I think I weigh the same that I did after I had my first baby, which was like, I think, around 110 pounds. So that's not bad. I feel like I'm sort of coming back into myself, and in many ways, I have a huge appreciation for the experience because I've learned so much from it, just so much. And I've got new protocols that I was writing when I throughout this time when I didn't have internet and that. Like, I usually handwrite my protocols anyway, and so I worked on protocols for my daughter found a connection from someone who's a Peruvian expert on this, and so I'm going to share what information I have with that, and maybe one day I'll even write a book. But for now, I'll just be happy to let go of this experience. And so it's been, and I haven't been able to teach a live event for over a year and a half. So the last time I saw you must have been at my live event, like 2 years ago or something.
Yes, well, at the Psychic Fair in
right. At the end of March, of 2020. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll ask you now, I'm glad to see you're alive and well. What can we do for you today the show?
Yeah, going through my challenges. So I've got the Harmony card in front of me. So my question, my statement is, with my oldest son, he has moved to Costa Rica temporarily in September here, and he's coming back to Kelowna this coming weekend for some business reasons. But I have very mixed feelings for myself and for him about the fact that he's moving away and he's not seeing his children. And so,
okay, so what we'll do, because that's a lot right there for a radio show, so we're going to just get you to take a deep breath here.
Yes.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being... oh my God, this is totally devastating me. And 0, neutral, where are you?
Probably about a 7 with him moving.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people that are thinking about are moving to Costa Rica because of to get out of Canada. Is the reason, because on some level I'm getting part of the reason why he's wanting to make this move is to find a safe place for his children. That's what's coming up.
Yes, he has said that. And
I don't know. I haven't talked to him or about it or anything. There are a lot of people that are really quite devastated today because, just the way things have gone in Canada, it's not the Canada that a lot of people want to live in, like that they signed up for is what a lot of people feel. And so a lot of people are at this time looking at different places to live. And just in general, not just Canadians, but there's a lot of people right now looking at different places to live that respect the rights of humans, on a deeper level. And so I don't get that he is, when I test it, is he doing this on a impulse? And it feels like something he's thought out is what's coming up. Does he normally think things through?
I guess so. I don't have a solid answer for that question. It's just, I don't know. He's, the way he looks.
He's not differently, yeah. That's what's coming up.
Yeah, he looks at a different. Yeah, looks at it.
So this is a perfect, you know what? This is a perfect example for harmony. Because what I'm getting here is this, when I test it, he, like, you can test, does someone really believe in something or not?
Yeah.
And he has a very strong belief that he is not safe in Canada. And that his children are not safe in Canada. He has a very strong belief when I test it. So, you know, we're not going to, it's not our job to judge that or to say, you know, put our opinion on it. That's not what I want to do here. I'm sure there's lots of people out there that would like to give their opinion, good and bad, about about how he feels. But he's the only one who really knows how he feels. So when I tested also, because I tested, did he do this on an impulse? Or is it something he's been thinking about doing and has been looking into doing? Because quite a few people that I know personally have moved to Costa Rica just because it's a more free country. It's a democracy there. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, like it's like, you know, when you're not allowed to leave the country, it's not a democracy anymore. So the definition of a democracy, you know, that's what's coming up. You know, I'm picking up what's coming up out of the from his higher self, basically. Whether or not you agree with what his higher self says to him or not, I'm getting he is listening to his higher self, because that's who I'm connecting with right now, through my higher self. And so what's coming up is this choice that he's making to go to Costa Rica is not an impulse. It's something that he has put a lot of thought into. When I test if he feels safe, that's the base chakra I was talking about. Does he feel safe? No, he does not feel safe. He does not feel his family is safe here. So we're just going to strengthen that, like his fears around his family. There you go. And actually, what comes up week two is leaving his mother behind and all of that. But this is kind of sort of like for him. If he doesn't make this move for his family, he'll never forgive himself. So we're just going to strengthen this, that, you know, we're going to delete any fears from you and any fears from him. Because his fears about his family not being safe here could be rational or irrational. I'm not judging what he's feeling. Everybody's allowed to have feelings. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And a lot of times people cannot control those feelings. Those, like I said, that impulse, you know, like that stress, that anxiety comes up. And that anxiety, like when you can start testing, is this excitement or is this anxiety? Anxiety feels weak, like, and the energy drops. But when I test him, he's very strong to what he's doing.
Very strong to what he's doing.
Yeah. Now, whether or not it benefits his children or whatever, I don't know. You know, that's another show.
The children. Yeah, the children aren't with him, so I'm just trying to figure out how they're going to end up with him.
Exactly. I understand. Like, I understand that is, you know, I'm not, and for myself, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with that. That's not what I'm doing. I'm testing the energy, and I'm telling you that. The reason why he's doing what he's doing is because he's strong to doing it. He feels very much this way. He's given it a lot of thought. And he also feels that he will be able to create a place for his children. And it won't be overnight.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Exactly. So And on another level, so what's coming up is we're just going to strengthen all the judgment around this. Like, what kind of a person leaves his family in the middle of a crisis, major crisis of you know, that we're undergoing in this country at this time and around the world, right? There's a lot of people who are making a lot of moves though right now. And so it's not just him, is what I'm saying to you. In the collective, a lot of people are moving to different cities. A lot of people I'm talking to have new jobs. They're leaving relationships, marriages. They're in new relationships. This is like rampant everywhere right now. And a lot of it has to do with what everybody's been through and being like sort of like packed together more and, you know, not being able to have things like normal. Like, we go on kind of an automatic, you know, day after day, a lot of people go on automatic. And so I'm just strengthening for you to recognize that I don't get that this is something that you're going to easily change his mind on. Do you?
No, I just, if it's the best choice, then I'm okay with it. I just sometimes...
Well, it's the best, it's not necessarily the best choice, but it's the one he is strongest to. And generally, when people do what they're strong to, they do a better job of it than if they're weak, you know? So what I'm getting is that, you know, if it doesn't work out there, then, you know, there's always the option of coming back here.
Yes. Yeah, there will be
right?
That option.
Yeah. So we're going to strengthen you to the, to the effects of this. Like, as a grandmother, this is a harrowing time.
Yes.
For you. Yes. Because you're very attached to these children. You love them very much. And so what we're going to do is we kind of went past the break. Sorry, Jacob.
No worries.
But I believe that, like, I feel that Marcy is beautifully expressing what's happening in a lot of families right now, where people are making choices that other people don't understand. Other people, you know, the other members of the family are like, you're what? And, you know, it's really, really important right now to recognize that every thought that you have about your grandchildren, because you are their grandmother and you are a really good grandmother and they love you and they're connected to you and they know you, they know who you are. So every time you have a thought about them, wrap it up in a little bundle of love and a hug. And does this also mean that you won't be able to see your grandchildren anymore?
No, I went to visit them in Creston here right after Thanksgiving. So I got to see them. So, I mean, it's easiest for me.
So we're going to strengthen you. Yeah, so, but we're just going to strengthen that maybe on some level. You know, like, something will happen where it'll work out to be really easy for you to see them too. And maybe even allowing you to maybe take one child for a week, you know, so
that
you can get quality time with one, and then another the next time. And it could become a tradition for you. I'm getting for you, the best thing that you can do is focus on being your wonderful grandma self, holding these children in love, close to your heart like you always do. And, you know, you can't turn a negative into a positive. It's not a positive that they can't see their father if he does this, et cetera, et cetera. But perhaps it's stronger for them to not see their father right now than to see him weak doing what he doesn't want to be doing. So we're just going to strengthen this for you, that every time you have a thought, you're just going to notice, whoa, wait a minute, I was having like a worry thought. And we're just going to strengthen, and I was just like, I was thinking like, I love my Harmony Dragon, because doesn't she look happy? She's just playing the drums there, and you know, so it's kind of like, even though you may not be using words when you're speaking to other people, like about this, you might not talk to people about it or whatever, but we tend to talk to ourselves a lot. You may have noticed, like when we're stressed out, sometimes like, and what'll come out is, oh my God, I can't take this. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. That's not prayer, by the way. God tells me, oh my God. See, I had several near-death experiences in May, late April in May, and I was very close. I mean, my God is God in Christ. And God, I mean, that's who I was raised with, and that's my God. And God, you know, like all my life, whenever I have like an issue, like I've always, every once in a while, I'd hear this voice, and I was like, oh my God, I think that's God. And I all like that would be the, like, you know, and that, and usually when I follow that strong advice, it's divine. So we're going to strengthen you to getting yourself into a meditative state and stating a prayer to God rather than begging God to rescue. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So be very careful of your words. When you're dealing with the universe feels the vibration more than the words. So if you connect a vibration of fear and worry to your grandchildren, then that's what the vibration's going to come back to you as. But if you get yourself really, really calm, get yourself shifted down to neutral here, this is what we're strengthening. And then you, if you want to say a prayer to God, say a strong prayer with strong words. How does that feel?
It feels better.
Yeah, and then the universe will feel that vibration and provide you with creative solutions to solve this problem. There we go. I have to let you go here because we're coming close to the end of the show here.
Okay.
And
right.
And what number are you at, just so I know?
I'm down to one.
Yeah, that's good. So it's just coming up, your perception hasn't caught up. See, this is what's coming up, is like you feel like if you don't get all upset about this, that you're not a good grandmother. And I've seen you in action with your grandchildren. You're a good grandmother. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Lots of love to you. They're a handful.
Recording in progress.
All right. So this also, this, bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us your experience.
Right, thank you. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. So for all of you out there, I just want to strengthen that, you know, harmony in all of our lives here coming up here this week. And we'll be back next week. I wanted to also say I'm so happy. I just heard from Caleb. I had asked him if he will honor us with another Christmas Mass this year, and he will be doing that on December 22nd. So I'm looking forward to that. And I want to thank Jacob for producing the show and Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you. And we will be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen. Gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth Is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wonton ways. check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week. 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.